This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to the 200th episode of Navigating Your Retirement with Travis Chance. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. And Travis, congratulations. We're recording our 200th show today. What do you think?
Tony, I think that is crazy how time flies when you're having fun. It doesn't seem like a long time ago that you and I did our very first show, and now we are on 200. That's pretty remarkable. I mean, you think about it. We started back in 2018, and you know, with our schedule, we have now completed roughly 4 years worth of weekly content. If you did them back to back, that's pretty remarkable.
That is really remarkable. And Travis, it's our bicentennial.
There you go. Our 200th show.
Yeah, and you know what's bicentennial.
You know what's crazy is we still have things to talk about.
Yeah,
how many topics can you have? And it's just like the with this year and you got to think, you know, we also that was us coming through COVID and, you know, all the water under the bridge during that time. We had the Trump presidency and the fight over China and, you know, 2019, we had the big surprise boom year, and then we had 2020 and COVID and 21 and elections. And Tony, it's just like it seems like yesterday, because the news just keeps coming and it doesn't stop. So
right.
I appreciate every listener that we have and for sticking with us and for listening and getting some good information, getting some what I would consider some common sense advice. I mean, because, you know, at the end of the day, most news, you know, whether it's podcasts, it's print, it's TV, it's media of any kind, it's if fear and if it bleeds, it leads. And my goal for you and my goal for our listeners, Tony, as you know, is not to scare you, but to prepare you.
And there you go.
That is something that's important to us. And I appreciate everybody who has joined us along the way and who still continue to join us. There could be some new ones this week. We had our third class of the year thus far. That is going very well. We are getting a lot of good questions and having an opportunity to make a difference in a lot of senior and retirees' lives. So blessed and highly favored. Only way I could describe it, my friend.
Awesome. Well, it's been a blast doing these past 200 shows with you. And I love that we're celebrating our show, the Navigating Your Retirement Bicentennial today. 200 shows.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, and we're talking about, we're going to talk a little bit about politics and the economy and finances today, right?
Well, I can't stray too far. And for those that know me, know I'm pretty adamant about it. We're going to talk taxes today. We're going to talk budget proposals coming out of the White House, the supplement, the Green Book that goes along with the budget from the Treasury. We're going to talk about Social Security. We're going to talk about inflation. I mean, Tony, there's just so many doves flying. You can just take your pick. So one of the things I know everyone probably saw this week, and Tony, did you see the inflation number for this week?
Yeah, it ticked up a bit, didn't it?
Yeah, it went up. What was it?
Is it
3.2%. Very good.
Yeah.
So what have you and I, what has been our message for the last 2 years? 9 to 3 was going to be the low hanging fruit.
Yep.
3-2
is tough.
Is going to be a tough challenge.
Yep.
Why? Well, I've got a theory, and I want you to see if I'm
because
thinking
America's
through.
Americans love spending. That's what I'm going to say.
Well, that's part of it, but a lot of this number was also because of elevated rents and housing. And you know, it's a double-edged sword, because we all cheered whenever we got the low interest rates, right? I did, you did, everybody refied. I mean, my 30-year mortgage is less than 3%. I mean, oh my goodness, like, how can you not cheer that? Well, the fleas come with the dog, as you will hear me say from time to time. And now we are starting to see the negative and the repercussions that go along with that. Why? Well, the baby boomer population, since obviously we deal primarily in retirees, because that's our focus, you know, the baby boomer population is one of the reasons that this is starting to become an issue. I mean, let's face it, why? And it's not a bad thing. This is not blame on them. It's kind of the circumstance, right? Because a lot of your baby boomers are entering retirement. They have their home paid off. They look around and they go, you know what? It's great that my house has appreciated in such value, but if I had to replace it, what am I going to buy? Right? You have to take the money, and potentially in some cases, if you were to move, you might be selling your house at a higher rate, but then you're going to be paying an even bigger price for the one you're moving into. So if you have people that, let's say, wanted to take some cash out and maybe do some things, or maybe just kind of pad their retirement, they can't do that. They can't take that money and walk away, because now they got to take the same amount of money and houses that you and I, Tony, I don't know in your area, but in our area, it's ridiculous. Houses that were $125,000, $150,000 5 years ago are now $350,000. There's no way you can tell me that there's a reason for that other than just utter lack of supply. And that's really what we're getting, is the boomers, you guys are sitting there, and I commend you for it, and I don't blame you for it. I actually think you did what you were supposed to do. You paid off your mortgage. You're sitting there. You're like, hey, do I really want to take on a mortgage of 7, 8, 10% in my retirement years? No. So what are you doing? You're putting rooms on your home. You're putting new windows in your home. You're building and adding additions to your home, sunrooms and porches and, you know, all the things. And Tony, I honestly don't see that changing. I think it's just a total disconnect, because now it's like, why do I want to incur all this debt at a time when I need to be getting rid of debt, right? Because that's just less cash flow that my portfolio has to produce, because I don't have a mortgage to pay. And millennials and Gen Zs that were maybe in the market to upgrade, right? Because the housing market is a cycle. You have, you know, the starter home in your 20s and 30s, then you move to your next home, and then you probably top out in your forever home, or what we think our forever home is going to be in our 50s. And then by the time we get in our 60s or 70s, you know, we have literally kids visiting, no one except the two spouses in most cases, or single spouse. And you're like, why do I need all this room? So then you move to a smaller. So it's a cycle. But the reason that this is driving inflation, and I want you to think about this, is now what is that pushing the market to? Instead of buying, I know that was a long way to get here, but I'm glad you stuck with me. So now you have, instead of people buying, they are what? They're renting. And that's where the rents are starting to affect the inflation rate. So I guess my point is this. The inflation rate is not exactly accurate, because it's now being skewed, because we had ultra low interest rates that have now caused a generation of renters, not buyers. And now, Tony, what are we seeing with these elevated property values? taxes are going up. Yeah. So, in, you know, for instance, I told you my taxes have more than doubled in 5 years on my home.
You're talking about your property tax.
My personal property. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Ours have more than doubled.
Yeah. My homeowner's insurance has doubled. So guess what? If you're renting, the landlord is seeing an increase in cost, and who are they going to pass that to? To the renter. They're going to increase your rent. So do you see where I'm going with this, Tony? It's a double-edged sword, because, you know, some of the time we applaud, you know, certain areas like Social Security. You've gotten some great cost of living adjustments, you know, but now you're starting to see that it's causing the CPI, which is going to affect how Fed policy goes. It's causing the CPI to stay elevated. So, you know, folks, we talk about it on the show all the time, and that's the reason why we encourage you, before you make a decision on selling your home, should you pull equity out, you know, because there could be some people out there going, you know what, I didn't have enough saved, but if I sell my home, I may be able to supplement what I was not able to put away. But what I would tell you is this: you need to look at how it's going to impact your cash flow. You need to look at it as how that's going to have negative impacts in other areas. Are you going to have a capital gain now because you only get so much excluded from capital gains if you sell it for a single, for a spouse? So you need to run through all these scenarios. Don't make a hasty decision right now thinking that, you know, oh my goodness, as soon as interest rates fall, you know, this is going to happen or that's going to happen, or, you know, we want to sell it while it's hot, or, you know, make decisions with emotion in check. It's hard to get rid of it, but the only way you can do it and be logical about the whole situation is you need to put that in to your plan. Figure out, is that right for me? Is that the move that I need to make for my family? And that's why, folks, Bicentennial Show, give us a call, 877-269-0839. If you mention that you listen to this on the Bicentennial Show and you're a first-time caller, we are happy to give you either a 30-minute Ask Us Anything session or an hour on us. And if you're out there listening to this show, you know, and I know, you need to be forwarding this to your friends and to your family. So please do that as well. So, Tony, inflation still coming in hot, right? Not as hot as it was, but it is coming in elevated. Yeah. And if that wasn't enough, we're starting to now getting into, because as of today, both candidates have the electors. They have the head count going in. Trump is now your Republican nominee and Biden is your Democratic nominee.
I've got deja vu, man. It's 2020 all over again. And let's see, who is the Super Bowl champs in 2020? The Kansas City Chiefs. We're just reliving that year over again, aren't we?
It's like Groundhog Year.
It is.
Instead of nuts. Groundhog Day, it's Groundhog Year. But, you know, in my head, I don't know if anybody out there, you guys know, if you're a friend of mine, if you're a client of mine, if you're in my vicinity, you know, I have a strong affinity for movies. That's one of my things.
You and me both.
And I'm sitting here as you're talking and thinking that we should have Will Ferrell do the intro like he did for Semi-Pro whenever he was bringing him on the court. And it's like... Now coming in at 6'4" tall, he punches and bunches. He's Donald Trump. I could hear that in my head. I could hear him.
That's awesome.
So, but anyway, so one of the things that most of the time you start to hear, Tony, throughout any election season is a lot of times they'll tap the third rail, but they don't ever grab it. Well, that is actually something that's now we're probably going to see candidates, Biden and Trump, have to be forced to grab the third rail of politics, which is, what are we going to do with Social Security and Medicare? And Medicare, I think, is the more pressing issue, but Social Security is the one that you hear about more often. And the good that's come from the last few years, we got great cost of living increases, but B, we've also seen that now, I think the number is, 2034 It's going to be basically only able to pay out about 80 cents on the dollar. So we are now within 10 years of you know, potential issues for all retirees. So one of the things that we're seeing come out of the Ways and Means Committee, the budget office, is you're starting to see proposals kicked around. Now, one of the things I think, you know, as we see flubs and misspeak come out of the White House, whenever Biden has a microphone put in his front of his face, that's not political. If you're a Democrat or Republican and you don't see that, something's wrong. So whenever he spoke, he's talking about now Social Security taxes are capped. I think it's been a long night and an early morning. It's around $165,000, $168,000, I think, is the current, somewhere in that $165,000, $170,000 range. Anything over that for earned income, you actually don't pay Social Security tax on. So now, Tony, do you know what one of the proposals and one of the recommendations is being kicked around?
No, what's that?
Is removing that altogether. Oh. I actually heard a congressman, a Democrat congressman, talk about that's being kicked around by the party. So my question to you is, number one, what in the world happened to no one making under $400,000 a year, or households, because it's changed several times, or households making under $400,000 a year, are going to have a single penny of tax increase? What happened to that, Tony?
Yeah, that's a promise I would like to see kept. But
yeah, you see where I'm going with this? It's very odd that you would see that type of doublespeak. Now, don't get me wrong. Most politicians speak out of both sides of their mouth regardless, or as my grandmother would say, both son, that child speaking out of both sides of his mouth. So Biden has now opened, and the Democratic Party has opened the door to completely doing away with their initial promise of no one under 400,000 receiving a tax increase. Because now Social Security, it's not just going to impact workers, Tony. It's going to impact small business owners and those paying self-employment tax. Because now it's not just the tax that's going to... Now, don't get me wrong. It would open the floodgates on taxes coming in for a limited time. Because what's going to happen is there's going to be an increase on the employer and the employee, because remember, if you're an employee, you pay your part and the employer matches it. And if they're a small business owner, a lot of times they have to pay the employee and employer side on themselves. So that's going to be an increase in revenue coming out of businesses that they can't use to pay your wages or pay those listening, pay your wages, pay your health insurance, your benefits. That's eventually going to work its way down and cause, my opinion, more cost on the employers, which they're going to have to do it cheaper and better. And what typically comes after that? Layoffs. You're going to see unemployment go up. I mean, I really don't understand, one, why they're talking about this in an election year, because usually during an election year, they try to pump you up and get you to vote for them. If I'm sitting there listening to this proposal, I'm sitting there going, okay, why would I do this? Why would I sign up for this? Why would I purposefully increase that? I think there's definite ways to fix the problem with Social Security, Tony. I think, you know, for us, me, those under 50, I think we could probably wait until maybe 70 to take our Social Security. Why? We're living longer, right? We're having longer life expectancy. They say the first baby to live to 150 has already been born. I mean, who knows if that's true, but that's what actuaries say. So we had a much lower life expectancy when Social Security was first implemented. That has morphed over the years and, you know, went from 65, 66, 66 in a few months, now 67. I think that's one of the logical things, is extend the age for retirement for the younger participants, and that'll probably also keep you from having to do these kind of draconian tax increases on the workers. So, I mean, you know, Social Security, inflation, what more could you ask for in a red hot news show, Tony?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's crazy. I am surprised that that Biden and the Republicans are willing to even hint at
Biden and the Republicans.
Biden and the Democrats, I meant, are even willing to
the Decepticons
are willing to even hint at messing with Roths and some of the vehicles that people are utilizing.
Yeah, well, you bring up another great point. That's a lot of this is coming out of budget talks, right? And we talked about Social Security, obviously hot topic, but you know that when they start messing with this next topic, they're going to get me as mad as an old wet hen, because I am not in favor of some of the things they're talking about now, because let's face it, a lot of the government's actions are reactions. They're not proactive, they are reactive. And what we have seen is now all of a sudden, because there's this imaginary battle between the current administration and the wealthy, which I don't get, because sorry, but you know, you accrue millions and millions of dollars as a public servant for 50 years. And now you're doing this because you want to divert attention. I digress. I'm just saying, I don't agree with that. My opinion is, though, they are starting to come after it because they feel like there's more that are not than there are. So you have the wealthy that are now being targeted, which you and I both know, Tony. I've never seen a job fair that was made up of workers that make minimum wage, right? The people who take the risk, the people that go out and that create the jobs, those are the ones that they're now coming after. And they want more jobs, but now they're coming after these guys. And one of the things that they're talking about, and you mentioned the word Roth, is Roth, they're talking about, they're back to the, remember the guy, Peter Thiel? Do you remember talking about that a few years back?
Yep.
Well, the reason he got such flack for his Roth in committee was he had accrued like billions of dollars in his Roth IRA. And folks, that is possible. What he did was he was an angel investor in like PayPal and Uber and some of these companies that were selling shares extremely cheap, looking for seed capital. And he took his money and he was a publicly traded company, and he took his money and he put the money in these companies. And guess what? They hit. Now we are seeing that is coming back to bite those that did things like that, because they're saying, you know what? You can't have that much money in a Roth IRA. If you start getting, and we talked about, you and I talked about the legislative risk of Roths several shows back. And that is one of the risks, is legislative risk, and about them potentially trying to put some limitations. So that's one of the things coming out in the new 2024 Green Book proposals, Tony, is it's trying to push or force those who accrue assets in a Roth or an IRA, push that money out and say, you know what, if you have over... And we're just going to use a silly number. Let's say you have a $10 million cap. Now, I think if they start with that, that's only the beginning point. That's not where it's going to end up. It's going to be probably much lower. But if you have $10 million in an IRA or a Roth, okay, and you, let's say you make 10% the next year, that's $1 million. Well, they're saying now you would be forced to take out a 50% excise retirement distribution because you can't accrue that much in that. Why? Because they want the money back in circulation. They want the money in capital gains, at least, or dividend paying accounts where they can continue to get the taxes, continue to get the revenue, because Lord knows they can manage what they got well. Yeah, that's the solution. Let's give them more because they've showed they have such a propensity for fiscal solvency. So that's some of the things coming out of the current Biden White House and proposal. And folks, this is not me getting political. It is merely me pointing out that before you go to the ballot box and before you go to the polls, you need to understand one thing. As Americans, we get the elected officials that we deserve. Because we vote for them, or either we don't go to the polls.
That's a scary prospect.
Yeah, and we don't vote, and then we get what we get. And as I tell my kids, you get what you get, and you can't pitch a fit. It is what it is. And folks, that's why I enjoy doing this for you, keeping you informed, keeping you in the mix of what's going on, because keeping up with this is so hard today. And that's why if you are sitting out there wondering, how am I going to navigate the next 5-10 years? How am I going to navigate retirement? That's why you need to have the retirement plan that is tailor-made for you, by you, so that you can have the retirement that you want, not the retirement that you get by default. Retirement by design, not by default. So folks, if that's you, give us a call, 877-269-0839, or visit us at chancefinancialgroup.com. Check out one of our courses. Or if you're sitting out there and you've been with us for the majority of these 200 shows, thank you. And make sure you press forward on this email or on this podcast and send this to someone who's probably sitting out there wondering, what do I do? Give them a path. Give them a choice. That's what we're here for.
All right. Well, great show. Congratulations, Travis, on 200 shows. Our bicentennial show was a good one. And
if I had a flute and some fireworks, I would end it. I would end it in grand fashion.
Oh, a flute and fireworks. Well, boom. How about a boom?
That'll work.
All right. Well, thanks, Travis. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839 or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.